Announcements. Change of leadership for NOPBC. Kim Cunningham, longtime leader and former vice president of the NOPBC, has assumed the position of NOPBC president. She steps in to fill the vacancy created when former president Carlton Ann Cook Walker accepted a position with the education department at the NFB Jernigan Institute in Baltimore. Carlton stepped down from the NOPBC board and from her teaching position in Pennsylvania to take the Jernigan Institute position. Kim and Carlton are committed and energetic members of the NOPBC and the NFB, and we wish them both the best of luck in their new endeavors. Conferences. Helping Disabled Children and Teenagers to Sleep. www.teamaroundthechild.com/sleep.html. Contact Peter Limbrick. Peter, Limbrick, at teamaroundthechild.com. Location, Birmingham, UK. Dates, February 9 through 10, 2016. This two-day conference provides knowledge of sleep theory and equips professionals with the skills to support families of children with disabilities. Topics include mechanisms of typical sleep, sleep disorders commonly seen in children with disabilities, preventing sleep problems and developing positive sleep habits, and strategies for sleep change. The training is specifically designed for professionals who work with families of disabled children. 2016 Gatlinburg Conference on Research and Theory in Intellectual Disabilities. http://ucdmc.ucdavis.edu/mindinstitute/gatlinburg/index.html. Contact Rebecca L. Schultz, 916-703-0263. rlshilts@ucdavis.edu. Location, Catamaran Hotel and Spa, San Diego, California. Dates, March 9 through 11, 2016. The Gatlinburg Conference is one of the premier conferences in the United States for behavioral scientists conducting research on intellectual and related developmental disabilities. The conference strives to promote exchange of information about the causes, consequences, prevention, and treatment of intellectual and related developmental disabilities. From the Margins to the Center, Pacific Rim International Conference on Disability and Diversity, www.pacrim.hawaii.edu. Location, Hawaii Convention Center, Honolulu, Hawaii. Dates, April 25 and 26, 2016. The Pacific Rim International Conference, considered one of the most diverse gatherings in the world, encourages voices from perspectives across numerous areas, including persons representing all disability areas, family members from across all disability areas, evidence from researchers and academics studying diversity and disability, and program providers. Internships. 2016 NASA Internships. http://intern.nasa.gov. Contact Kenneth A. Silberman, 301-286-9281. Kenneth.A.Silberman, S-I-L-B-E-R-M-A-N, at nasa.gov. Application deadline, March 1, 2016. NASA is seeking to increase the number of students with disabilities pursuing science, technology, engineering, and math, STEM careers, through its internship programs. Students can apply for 2016 summer internships beginning in November 2015. Offers will be extended to students in January 2016 and will continue until all positions are filled. All application material must be uploaded to the NASA website. Summer internships for college students run for 10 weeks, and internships for high school students run for 6 weeks. Internships are also offered during spring and fall through the website. Applicants must be U.S. citizens and must have a minimum GPA of 3.0. High school students must be at least 16 when the internship begins. Exploration. Leading the Way, Grand Canyon Sound Academy, No Barriers, USA. www.nobarriersusa.org/youth-programs/expeditions/leading-the-way/leading-the-way-grand-canyon. 224 Canyon Avenue, Suite 207, Fort Collins, Colorado, 80521. Contact Caitlin Millen, 970-484-3633, extension 322, July 24 through August 4, 2016. Applications accepted until January 8, 2016. 20 blind, visually impaired, and sighted U.S. students ages 15 to 19 will have an amazing opportunity to participate in a 9-month program that culminates in a 12-day expedition into the Grand Canyon. Students will journey into the heart of the canyon, learning about the importance of natural sounds, participating in meaningful science, learning about career opportunities with the National Park Service, and honing their leadership strengths. The cost of the program is $300 plus airfare to Phoenix, Arizona. Preference is given to those who apply early. The online application is available at https://nobarriersusa.wufoo.com/forms/2016-leading-the-way-grand-canyon-sound-academy. Athletics. Canadian National Blind Hockey Tournament. Courage USA Ice Hockey for the Blind. www.courageusa.org. Contact Amy Lapoe, Amy, L-A-P-O-E, at gmail.com. Dates, March 11 through 13, 2016. Courage USA plans to spread the sport of ice hockey for the blind across the United States. It intends to establish a national competition and to work with Courage Canada to develop an international team sport for athletes who are blind or visually impaired. Blind hockey features an adapted puck that makes noise and is both bigger and slower than a standard puck. The game uses minimal rule adaptations to help with safety and gameplay. The Canadian National Tournament is open to Canadian and U.S. players. Awards. 2015 Hands-On Award. National Braille Press. http://nbp.convio.net/site/message/viewer?id=3981.0. 14-year-old Connor McLeod of Australia was honored with the 2015 Hands-On Award from National Braille Press. McLeod successfully petitioned the Royal Bank of Australia to add Braille labels to the nation's currency. Australia will soon introduce tactilely accessible banknotes due to this young man's advocacy. 2015 Envision Awards. www.envisionus.com. Contact Shemaine Bachman, 316-440-1551. Shemaine, Shamain, Bachman, Bachman, at envisionus.com. At its 10th annual conference on low vision, Envision US honored outstanding achievements by those who are blind or visually impaired and the professionals who support them. The Envision Oculus Award was presented to the Hadley School for the Blind, www.hadley.edu, of Winnetka, Illinois. The Hadley School is broadly recognized as a global leader in distance education. Each year it provides tuition-free courses in multiple formats, including Braille, to nearly 10,000 students from more than 100 countries. Envision presented the Envision Award in Low Vision Research to Robert W. Massoff, Ph.D., founder and director of the Lions Vision Research and Rehabilitation Center, a division of the Johns Hopkins Wilmer Eye Institute. Dr. Massoff is the author of 160 scientific papers and book chapters and has edited a book on low vision policy and service delivery issues. Survey. T-Base Communications. www.tbase.com/survey. 800-563-0668, extension 1229. Are you a person who is blind, deafblind, or partially sighted with experience requesting alternate formats from service providers? T-Base Communications, a full-service accessible communications company, needs to hear about your experience receiving accessible information in brochures, statements, and bills from your various service providers. Once T-Base has enough responses, it will share the results with its customers, the corporate community, and with end-user consumers across North America. T-Base customers are keenly interested in this topic and want to know how to improve the user experience. Access the questionnaires by visiting the website listed above. Please contact us by phone if you would like the questionnaires in an alternative format. Books needed. All Book Corporation. Shaliha Begum, Executive Director, 12E7/2, Mipur Pahlavi, Dhaka, 1216, Bangladesh. All Book Corporation provides educational support to blind, low-vision, and deafblind students in Bangladesh. All donations are distributed to schools and individuals in need. Any and all Braille or large print books or other educational materials will be deeply appreciated. Books and other materials can be mailed internationally as free matter for the blind and physically handicapped.